night to old woman. 6 1/3. Brilliant move. Thank you. Will two of you excuse me?
I need a hug.
Sorry, I have company. Come on, Shogun, open the door. I don't want to hug you.
I don't want to hug you either. I was just feeling blue.
Blue, as in depressed.
Well, not so much depressed as lonely.
I don't know what color lonely is.
What?
Red is angry, yellow is frightened, green is jealous, and blue is depressed. Perhaps we can assign a color to lonely.
Nothing rhymes with orange. It's probably lonely.
All right. Come in. You look positively orange with loneliness. No, I don't see that catching on at all.
What are you doing?
I'm working on my 3-person chess game.
Oh, cool. Can I play?
It's 3-person chess. Did you bring a friend?
No.
Then as a mental exercise, I invite you to figure out why the two of us can't play 3-person chess. Can you believe this guy? Social protocol does, however, require me to bring you a hot beverage in your time of need.
No, thank you. I'm fine.
It's not optional. We're out of tea. I hope you like bouillon.
I guess you're probably wondering what's got me down.
Actually, I was wondering if I could add a 3rd new chess piece. Yeah, how do you think people would feel about Prince Joey, the king's feeble-minded but well-meaning cousin?
I'm gonna be 30 years old and have no one in my life to love me. I'm such a basket case, I can't even talk to a woman without having alcohol in my body.
The fun thing about Prince Joey is every time he moves, there's a 1 in 5 chance he'll kill himself.
Shelton, listen to me. I have a big decision to make, and I'm scared.
Yellow, go ahead.
A friend at the School of Pharmacology gave me these new pills they're testing. He says it's the next big thing for social anxiety disorder.
Fascinating. What's in it?
I'm not sure. Some sort of beta blocker attached to a molecule extracted from the urine of cows.
I like cows.
That's not the point.
It was its own point. Go on.
I'm a scientist. My ability to think is my bread and butter. I'm afraid if I take this, I might lose that special, unique something that makes me so successful in my field.
Rajesh, I have had the privilege of working alongside you for many years. My recommendation is that you gobble these up like Tic Tacs.
Okay, I'm still trying to work this out. How did Penny meet an astronaut?
I don't know. The regular way people meet astronauts.
Most of those guys live in Texas.
Obviously, this one doesn't.
Okay.
Leonard lives here. Priya's from India. People meet Howard God.
Fine.
You've met lots of astronauts, and I've never grilled you about that. I thank you to extend me the same courtesy.
I'm not grilling you. I was just curious.
I still can't get over the fact that she got a big movie part. Not that I care what my ex-girlfriend's up to, because I don't.
Well, maybe that's where she met the astronaut, all right?
I'm sorry, what would an astronaut be doing working on a movie?
He's a consultant.
I thought the movie was about 18th century Vienna.
He can't have a hobby? Excuse me, I have to pee. Or is that implausible as well?
It's nice to have another couple to hang with, isn't it?
All right, guys, you have to go back. I can't afford you.
No, don't send us away. We love you.
I love you too, but you cost more than my rent. But Penny, you look so good in us.
Damn it, the shoes are right.
Good golly, Penny, your whimsy is boundless. What do you got for me, wildebeest?
I think they're on to me. The story's starting to fall apart.
Calm down. Everything's gonna be okay. We may have to kill her. Bernadette, I'm putting you on speakerphone. Where are you now?
In the bathroom.
Oh, look at this. Another one of our classic bathroom gab fests. What's the problem?
They're just asking me all sorts of questions I can't answer.
Just change the subject.
I suppose I could get them back to talking about Leonard going to India to meet Priya's parents.
What?
They said something about going there this summer.
What, are they getting engaged?
I don't know. I was too busy covering my hiney on Amy's stupid astronaut story.
What astronaut story?
You texted me Penny's dating an astronaut.
I texted architect. That's amusing. Autocorrect must have changed it.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
All right, look, just forget about the astronaut.
Architect, where would you have met an astronaut?
Look, just find out what's up with this trip to India.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Don't you quit on us.
Ernie, you okay?
It was an architect!
Thank you for coming with me, Sheldon. You're a good friend.
I'm glad you think so. That's what I strive to emulate.
Okay, let's see if this drug works.
Can I help you?
Forgive me for staring, but you're very beautiful.
Thank you. That's a great accent. Where are you from?
India.
Oh, cool. I've always wanted to go there.
It's a beautiful country. You'd love it. May I join you?
Okay. Sure, why not?
My name is Dr. Rajesh Kutrapali, and this is my friend, Dr. Sheldon Cooper.
Hi.
Oh, there's no need to interact with me. I'm just here to observe.
What's he observing?
We're scientists. We observe everything. Here, go buy yourself a scone.
All right.
And what is your name?
Angela. Oh,
derived from the word angel. Appropriate.
You're cute.
I'd like to buy a scone.
Well, I'm sorry, we're out. We have muffins.
They sound delicious, but this money is earmarked for scones.
What are you doing?
Oh, just getting comfortable. So how long have you lived in Los Angeles?
They were out of scones.
Oh, Sheldon, I'm talking to someone. You're being rude. I bet you're an actress. If not, you should be. You have a very expressive face.
Oh, my God.
Wait, where are you going? We were doing so well. She never even got to see my penis. Ta-da!
Who wants some more coffee?
Thanks, yeah.
Sure.
Let me help you.
Nice to see that the gals are getting along.
Gals? Who are you, Fred Flintstone?
This trip to India sounds fun.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Are you concerned your parents might not approve of Leonard?
A little. They're very old-fashioned.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. It's not like you guys are getting engaged, right?
God, no. We're not there yet.
Not engaged. Very interesting. I have to tinkle.
You've been in there a lot tonight. Are you okay?
Yes. Are you writing a book?
Why are you getting upset?
I'm not upset. Maybe you're upset.
What's up with you? Bernadette?
I can't do this anymore! I'm a good girl! I went to Catholic school!
Okay, well, it's getting late. This was terrific. You win.
I think the word you're looking for is befuddled.
My catapult flings my bishop to Howard's Queen's Gorilla 2.
Nice. Okay. Rook to transporter pad. He comes out at Leonard's Queen's Bishop, 5 3. Check on Leonard.
Hang on. When is my pawn allowed to use the golf cart?
When it's done charging. Or you land on the time machine, obviously.
Beekeeper to King 12. I capture your Pope and release the swarm. Checkmate on Sheldon.
I knew I should have given my Pope the jetpack. Hey, I've got winners.